Hello everyone and welcome to Mellow Vision, the sixth episode?
Yes,
it is. And with me, not actually with me in person, I'm calling to Ursvik. Hello, Philip.
Hello, Ursvik's calling.
Tell me, why aren't you here with me drinking wine this evening?
I'm homesick today, but I just dragged myself out of bed just to be on this call with you, darling.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's almost like the voting in Eurovision. It's like, hello,
can you hear me?
You should compliment me on my dress and on the fabulous show as well.
What a fabulous show. Dankeschön.
Oh, de nada. Yeah, so hopefully you will get better till Saturday.
Yes, I hope so. That's why I'm home. Yeah, curing myself.
That's the goal. You can't be sick on the final of Melodifestivalen.
No, that would be a disaster.
Yes, definitely.
I bought an outfit for Saturday, so I can't miss it. So.
Exactly. You have to show it off.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about the second chance from last week. But first, there's been some changes in the odds for Eurovision. Still, obviously, in the top is Italy, but we have a new number two. It's not Sweden.
No!
So
who is it?
It's Belgium.
Yes.
Belgium. What's her name? Blanche?
Blanche.
Yes.
City Lights.
And I know you obviously like this song.
Yes, totally. I love this song. It's very cozy.
Yeah.
It's modern.
Very modern.
Yeah, I think it will stand out in the show. It's not just a typical ballad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've listened to it a couple of times and I'm not convinced. For me, it's not a winner at all. But it's a cool song and hopefully, you know, it will be a cool performance. I think the song needs that to stand out. Because
What semi-final will be she be in?
I don't know, actually. I think it's the second one. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Bad research.
Very bad research.
Yeah, but I don't know. Belgium in recent years have put out some quite original songs. It's not the typical, except last year. I didn't like that song that much. You know, the funky one with the girl with the curly hair and... That sounded like Michael Jackson ripoff. Yes. Jackson 5 ripoff. But yeah, this time it's promising. And
yes, very promising.
I don't know.
Probably top 10.
Probably so, yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Hopefully she's good live, because she has a quite different voice. It's quite dark, but yeah, we'll see. I've also listened to Israel's song that got released today and then removed from.
Yes, from good for you.
Yeah, I got one listen, and
but they will release the song at 8 o'clock CET time.
Yes, exactly.
So.
That will be, but I liked it. It's a bit more towards like a Golden Boy-ish, you know.
Okay. Party or?
Definitely a lot more party than last year with OV Star. I liked it. And I think it's really different since every other country this year puts out like the female ballad.
Mm-hmm.
So that will definitely stand out.
Fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Have you listened to Australia?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
Great voice.
Yeah.
I have to say, very great voice. But I think when I started listening to it, I was like, Is this voice coming from that little boy?
Yeah. What is he, like 17? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. But very young. It's a very, like, manly voice. So.
Yeah. But I think it's a good song. I think, but it hasn't done that well in the odds charts yet, at least. Maybe it takes some listening to, but
I yeah, mean,
Australia last year went like straight to number one, almost.
Yes. But I think the last year's song from Australia was much better.
Than this year?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Had more, it was, I don't know.
More catchy.
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know, I think Australia will do well. As they always have, two times they've been in the competition. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. Well, we'll definitely, but Australia is in our semi-finals. So we'll definitely be to the finals for the best.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, enough of Eurovision.
Yes.
Let's talk about last week, Andra Chansen, Second Chance.
Yes.
And the drama that shook the world when Loreen didn't qualify. Boo-hoo.
Why? Why?
Are you over it? Or is it still like, oh, I'm so sad?
I'm not sad, but the thing is, people voted against because it was Loreen.
Yeah.
And that's not good. And I don't think people understand the message with her song and performance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my mother said, that those beep kids do not understand anything about history.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and I think a lot of the adults as well don't want something that political. In at least Melodifestivalen, we're fine when it comes to Eurovision because that's more of a, it's more okay in Eurovision.
Yeah.
In Melodifestivalen, it should be like happy and it should be like upbeat, yeah. And you really see that in this year's final, the final 12. There's yeah. not a single really, there's not a ballad in there really, at all.
Maybe Lisa, but
yeah, that's yeah. the closest thing, but that's still yeah. not a typical Eurovision or Melodifestivalen
yes.
ballad. They didn't do well this year at all.
No.
The ones that were in the semifinals. So.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wasn't that surprised when she didn't get through. I personally, I liked Anton's song better.
Yes, me too. Actually, Anton's song is more fun. Mm-hmm. It's more.
Definitely more yeah. catchy.
Catchy, exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, I understand because on stage when Loreen performed, you could not hear her sing.
No.
So you could hear her sing, but you couldn't hear the words. So.
No, true. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully. I don't think she will be coming back again for like
no,
for the third time? Oh, fourth time actually in Melodifestivalen.
Oh no.
But I wasn't surprised at all really with her, which
no. But still, people have watched her YouTube clip a lot. Maybe the song is not a hit on Spotify, but on YouTube it's a hit.
Mm.
And then also I don't understand like on all the websites where you can vote who do you miss in the final, and we really got like 70% or something like that. I was like, okay, but why didn't you vote for her? So.
Yeah, but I think in my case, I was like, okay, I definitely miss Loreen in the final because it would be fun to have her there
yeah.
because she's a big name. But I didn't vote for the song since it wasn't my personal favorite.
No. But no, you didn't vote for any song in Andra Chansen, so.
No, I wasn't there.
So, no.
But I was busy doing other stuff. But, yes. Yeah.
Busy doing nothing.
That's true. But yeah. Other than that, I think we got everything right, didn't we, when we...
Yeah, but week. I wanted Divya to eat the final instead of the phone, but whatever.
Yeah, me too. I'm a bit, you know... Wasn't surprised, though, that the phone got through, but it would have been more fun with Divya, definitely.
Yes, but they will definitely come back next year to Melody Festival, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. They will, hopefully, with an even better song. And
yeah.
We'll see.
Exactly, yeah.
So... 2 days left. Ooh. Until the final. We've waited for 6 weeks now.
It's finally here. Oh.
Yeah. Are you happy or sad about the final 12?
I'm happy overall. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be a great show, a great variety of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm about, happy. Who do you miss in the final? Because... Do you miss Loreen, or would you have some other candidate? Or
I miss Filippa, of course,
Crucified.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be a great song. Fine, but then they would have competed with Victoria, but
yeah,
because it's the same genre.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I miss Krista Siegfried the most.
Yeah.
We needed a. Do we have any song in Swedish? Yeah, Jon Henrik.
And yes, Uwe. And Uwe.
Yeah, but we needed a real song in Swedish. Not like a made up. Okay, there I go again calling Joik made up, but it's not made up.
No, Joik.
Sorry about that. But we needed a modern Swedish song. That's what I'm looking for. And we had a couple. We had Axel from Second Chance. We had Krista Siegfrids. We had what's her name? The girl from the first.
Adriana.
Oh, love that song. But no, not this year.
No.
Which is sad. But yeah. I'm pleased with the final as well. I think overall it's a really good final. Not sure if it's better than last year. I think it might be equally good.
It's gonna be okay, like not equally good. The thing is, Frans got a really he was the favorite to win, by very much. And this year it's gonna be a tight race,
definitely.
It's all about the international jury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
have they released yet what countries are?
I think they do that on maybe not even tomorrow, on Friday. I think they do that on Saturday, or is it even...
They are voting tomorrow, the performance tomorrow, so to know.
Yeah, I guess they release it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it usually is a good mix between Eastern and Western countries, some of the big five, probably the UK. They've always been voting.
I hope so, for our friends' sake.
It's usually, it's 11, right? 11 countries, I think.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I agree. I think they will have a huge say this year, because I think that people are going to vote basically five or four times on three or four songs. So the points will be very spread throughout the lineup, really.
Yeah.
Because I will do that if I'm talking to myself. I will vote probably five votes with the heart for three or four songs. Probably.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. So it's really gonna be up to the international jury, I think.
Yeah, I want to grow up to win this year.
Yeah, I hope so. Even though there are a lot of girls already in the Eurovision, I think it might be better. We might have better shot at winning if we send a guy, but I don't know. My favorite is, of course, a girl. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Same here. Who is your favorite to win?
It's hard because I think I'm switching between two. It's either Victoria or Mariette.
Yeah.
I don't think Mariette will actually win because I don't think she will get the public vote.
Mm-hmm.
But I like her song the most, I think. I do. I've decided.
Okay.
I like it
the most. Yeah.
But I don't know. Victoria is the second one that I'm like switching between, and I think she will do a great job in Eurovision.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's a fun entry and really something different, actually.
Yeah.
At least from what the other countries have sent so far.
Correct. It's gonna stand out.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I thought, because we all know who the 12 acts are in the final.
Yes.
So I thought that we were gonna agree around a top three.
Yes. Okay.
So
I like number one, number two, number three, or just
exactly.
General top three.
No, I want like specific. Who do you think will place in third?
Oh, this is so hard.
I know. That's why we do it.
Okay, my third is between Robin Bengtsson or Jon Henrik and Aninha.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be close.
Yeah. I would agree.
But I would say I say Robin.
Robin, okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with I think so too. I think Robin as well, actually, because I think he will get a lot of public votes. And also,
the thing is, I think Jon Henrik will get a lot of public votes as well. The thing is, I'm very disturbed about all this webpage betting, etc. That everyone is voting for him on these type of pages, and I was like, why?
Yeah, but then you look at like Spotify and iTunes, and he isn't that high up on those charts.
No, correct. So,
I don't know. I don't think I wouldn't trust those betting sites too much.
No,
actually,
okay.
Or votings, but I'm gonna go with Robin as well.
Robin, yeah. But it's gonna be close. I wouldn't be surprised if you got in third place, but
no, he's definitely a contender. So silver medal.
I will
second.
Have to pick normal.
Yeah.
Actually, I think his song is actually good, so I don't mind it. But the thing is, it's when you listen to it on the radio, on Spotify, the thing is very anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
But who is this again? Oh, yeah, it's normal.
Yeah.
Because, the only thing, maybe he's new, and maybe he has not found his sound yet, so maybe that's why, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't stand out that much to me, but I get why people like it, because it sounds very 2017, and very radio-friendly, and I've heard it several times on radio, and it's like, oh yeah, it's a good song, but it's not far from my favorite song.
No.
I have it on my playlist on Spotify, but just because... Basically, because it's a favorite.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to, because, you know, it might win.
I have to have it on my playlist.
Yeah, it might win, you know. It very well could. But, yeah, I would say Nono at second place as well.
I think he will get a lot of high points from the international jury.
Yeah, they will like it, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I think we have the same winner...
So my number one is Ove Törnqvist. No.
Oh god, that would be a nightmare.
Nightmare. No, my number one, of course, if you have listened to the show, is Victoria.
Oh,
with
surprise.
The song As I Lay Me Down.
Hmm.
I don't know. Are you still
listening to it like 10 times each day?
Okay, today I'm sick. I'm not listening to any type of music, but
the shame.
Yeah, yes, I still listen to it very often.
Yeah,
not maybe as often as the beginning, but it's up around like 5-10 times a day.
Yeah,
and that's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, I would agree. I think that she will win as well. And I really like the song. I also listen to it, not as much as you do, but I really like it a lot. And I think I like it. I get happy when I listen to it, and that's I get an emotion at least, unlike when I listen to Nono.
Exactly.
What do you think?
I get happy with Victoria's song.
Yeah. Is this something, because you mentioned it when we talked about this earlier, but is this something you think she should change with the performance?
Maybe the dress.
The dress? Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she. I don't. I let's wait and see. But I don't know if she will change to the Swedish final, maybe the Eurovision to
Yeah.
pam. I don't know. Whoop it up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something for Eurovision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no fireworks, is it, during her song? Or maybe that it is it?
Yes, it
It
is.
is. Yeah, it's okay. It's 2 weeks ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, it is.
Jesus.
It's in the middle of the song.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a bit before the song slows down
Oh,
in
yeah.
the verse. Yeah.
But do you like the bed thing with like the screen on the bed and everything?
Maybe, I don't know. I think it would have worked without the bed
Yeah.
if she used the floor instead.
Yeah.
But
That could
I
work.
understand why she has the bed because as I lay me down.
Yeah. And most of the time you lay down in a bed, but some of the times you don't.
Yeah, sometimes we use the floor
Yeah, so
if you
go
don't
to
have
the
time
bed.
to for the bed.
Exactly. Or if the bed is busy, occupied.
By who?
Several people, I don't know. Yeah. No, but I think the performance is it's good. It's not like, oh, this is Eurovision. I don't think it's not that.
No.
But it's enough unique to stand out, at least, I think.
Yes.
And I think the thing with this song and the performance is really Victoria, because it's her voice, it's her like look, her like charisma.
Yeah, her
That's the thing.
voice.
Yeah, that's the thing about this song, really, about the whole thing. And I think that when people actually, because now, yeah, we're third on the betting sites, but when they know who we sent to Kiev, I think they will love it, hopefully. And people will start
But
listening to the
I'm not
song more.
sure if we're gonna win with the Victoria song if you send her to Eurovision. I'm not sure.
Really? Girl, the
Do you think
shade.
we're gonna win? You always think we're gonna win.
I always think so. No, but
Okay, well, we sent Måns to Eurovision and we didn't think we're gonna win,
No,
but.
hell no. But we did. I don't know. I think we have a good chance, honestly, because the songs this year have not impressed me at all. Yeah, it's gonna be a very slow final, I feel, if all these ballads get through.
Yeah, that's true.
If we come there with Victoria and she brings her A game, I think
Yeah.
we're definitely top five.
She will definitely get a lot of press. I think she will be a gay favorite.
Definitely, yes.
Because when Eurovision was in Stockholm last year, she was in the Euroclub, performed her song Save Me, and it was really
Yeah.
popular between the fans.
Yeah.
So I think the press will follow her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think top five at least, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope so.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be very close. A really tight race, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we got confirmed this week that Sara Larsson will.
Perform,
Yeah, she will be the interval
yes.
act during the final on Saturday. So that would be fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
I can't wait.
No, I'm gonna
Do
like.
you think it's like the last interval act? Usually two interval acts in the final, right?
Yeah, between like when all the song have. Or is it? When are they?
Yeah, because first you have this number, please,
Yeah.
and then you have something. And then you have something, and then you have a second snubbery piece again.
Yeah,
So,
isn't there one like probably somewhere after the international juries, and then you get to vote again, and then
no, you cannot vote.
yeah, after the international jury,
No,
don't you? Yeah, you can.
no,
Yeah, that's the
no.
thing, because you're supposed to like, oh, now you have the opportunity to change how the results are.
Ah,
Yeah, so you can do that.
okay.
But I mean, Victoria is a favorite according to all the betting sites as well. So,
Yeah.
not with a big difference between her and Nana though. So,
No.
he's still a favorite, definitely. And I would say like top five will definitely be. I hope Mariette is at least top five.
Yes, I have her in fifth place after
Yeah,
Jon Henrik.
I hope so because it's she
Yeah, but
deserves it.
that spot can be like grabbed by like, you know, the full Benjamin Ingrosso. It's gonna be a tight race, very tight race.
Have you completely forgotten about Ace? She doesn't stand a chance, or.
The thing is, if she gets a lot of high points from the international juries, I think she actually has a chance to win if she gets like a middle score from the public. It's all up to the international jury, I think.
Yeah, because he has done really well with the international juries previous years when
Yes,
she's participated.
correct.
So she's been like in the top, at least the year when Sanna won. She was ahead, I think. But yeah, I like that song though. It's grown on me now. It's fun, catchy. But yeah, it's a lot of good songs this year
Yes.
in the final, and it's gonna be great fun to see. And who knows? Maybe we'll do a special broadcast after the final on
Yes.
Saturday with our direct comments on what went down. Are we happy? Are we sad? Who knows?
Where's Philip? Oh, Victoria didn't want. He has left the building.
He's crying in the bathroom.
No. But the thing is, if Nana wins, I will not be disappointed. If Robin
Robin,
wins, I will not be disappointed. So,
but if Jon wins,
yeah, I will be disappointed.
yeah, me
Then
too.
I will be so mad. I have never been this mad. It was this when Martin Stenmark won with the song Las Vegas over Nanne Grönvall with
Oh
only
yeah.
2 points because of the jury.
Yeah, that was awful. But that was back when we had a Swedish jury and not an
Correct.
international one. And the
But
Swedish jury didn't know what the fuck they were doing,
yeah, or
so.
maybe I will have the funny thing is we sent Martin Stenmark to Kiev.
Oh yeah, we did.
So maybe I will have the same feeling again 7 years
Oh
later. I don't know.
God. We're not lucky in Kiev, that's for sure.
No.
Hopefully that will change and we will have our seventh win.
Yes.
Watch out, Ireland. Yeah, but it's gonna be a lot of fun, and I think hopefully it's gonna be a good show, and the presenters will be funny this time.
Yeah, I think
Hopefully.
so.
Yeah. But we will definitely do a podcast after like next week on probably like Monday or Tuesday or something
Yes.
where we look back at Mello for this
We
year
Exactly, I'm looking forward.
to Eurovision.
Yes,
Yes.
exactly.
But until then, thank you for listening and don't forget to watch on Saturday. 8
No.
o'clock Central European time on SVT Play, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you. Bye.